radio free. See blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? Later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Children of all ages, all of you listening, Radio Avengers here, Uncensored Radio Free America, with yours truly, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Well, fascinating week always, and great guests, and we have just begun to provide them for you. And, of course, tonight is no exception. We have with us on the line in the next hour one of the editors, the managing editor, of a publication called The Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. And she is Janet McMahon. Good evening, Janet. How are you?
I'm fine, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well now. Thank you very kindly for asking. And it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks. It's an exciting opportunity to be on this kind of radio show. I've never been on one like this before.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You'll find it's one of the best, if not the best, networks anywhere, Republic Broadcasting Network.
Wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, and the publication, now, before we have to take a break early on, so just a brief intro about the publication, The Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, for those who don't know about it.
Well, it began in 1982. It was founded by two retired American Foreign Service officers who spent most of their career in the Middle East and felt that Americans really were not getting the information, the accurate information about what was happening and what U.S. policy was in the Middle East. And so our aim is to provide information to Americans and other people around the world who cannot get it in the regular media outlets. And I think it sounds like your radio show is a similar attempt to provide information that is not readily available.
Unfortunately, you are absolutely correct, Janet. I say unfortunate because it is unfortunate
that
most of the so-called American media are heavily controlled and do have, shall we say, a very heavy hand of influence over them regarding events in the Middle East, particularly favoring the state of Israel. And that, unfortunately, has given the American public and the American people and their leaders a very jaundiced view and one-sided view of what's going on. Therefore, they cannot make accurate decisions, nor can they deal with the problem effectively, unfortunately.
Exactly.
So that is where we are at.
I'm sorry.
That is where we are at, and that's what your publication does, is attempt to bring some balance to this media reportage, right?
That's right. That's correct.
Excellent. Now, before we take the break, I want people to know that you tonight are going to deal specifically with one aspect of this whole aspect of the Middle East, and particularly an organization known as AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, right?
That's correct.
And why they are what they are, what they do, and what kind of sway they hold over Washington and other institutions.
Right.
So we'll do that when we come back, and we're going to invite people who have questions or comments to call into the program, as they always do. Toll free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Our guest is Janet McMahon of the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
In Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Back, beginning the program tonight, Uncensored Radio Free America, all across the internet, all across the radio stations that carry us, as well as the other media that do carry these programs on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are very happy to see the growth and continual expansion of the programming. And, of course, that has been shown by your participation. So we welcome you to participate by dialing toll-free 800-313-9443. I'd just like to take this time again to remind our people who are suffering from pain, many of you out there living with arthritic pain, all kinds of joint discomfort. Well, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery. It's called InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing product, toll-free, dial 800-243-5242. That's all you have to do, 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. And be sure to tell them you heard it on Rick Adams' program. Our guest tonight is Janet McMahon, and she is managing editor of the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. Janet, you have specialized in this subject of AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Pretty powerful group these days, huh?
Yes, it sure is.
Tell us about them.
Well, AIPAC is a lobby for Israel. And so what it does primarily is lobby Congress. It writes legislation. It wrote much of the Iran-Libya Sanctions Act, for example, and it got Congress to renew it very shortly after George Bush was first elected president, really counter to Bush's desires. So I think it was showing its muscle early on. A lot of people think that AIPAC gives contributions to congressional candidates. It does not. It is not a PAC, although its name would make you think so. A PAC, strictly speaking, is a political action committee, and it, those are the ones that actually donate money to candidates. But what one finds when one looks at this series of about 50 smaller PACs, few, if any, of which have the name Israel or Middle East in them, is they all give to the same candidates. If you go down to the Federal Election Commission and look at the reports, after about three or four PAC reports, you can pretty much predict who all the others are giving to. So AIPAC gets out the information, who's a friend of Israel, who is not, and the money follows accordingly.
That's
so it's not,
so,
strictly speaking, a PAC.
It's
a lobby.
And they are sort of a flagship, if you will, of lobbies?
Yeah, I'd say that they coordinate the efforts. You know, they get the information out. But their real influence, I think, is felt on Capitol Hill, literally, where they go down and buttonhole congressmen and keep track of who votes how and who's supporting Israel and who isn't, and then get the word out.
Now, this group is just one of many. I used to read that there were something like 100-odd pro-Israel lobbies and groups operating in Washington.
Right.
And this is just one of them.
Yeah, there are. I think it's the main lobby, though. There's also, well, for example, there's the Anti-Defamation League or the Zionist Organization of
World
America.
Jewish Congress, the
exactly.
American Jewish Committee, and so forth.
Yeah, but I think AIPAC is really focused on Congress. A lot of the others are more general information and general lobbying, you know, trying to get the American.
Now, what happens? Tell us, how does AIPAC, for instance, come into a congressional district, let's say any congressional district? I happen to be in Rhode Island, and that's where the program originates. And, of course, we have just two congressmen here because of the size of the state. Now, what does it do? It looks, for instance, at how they vote on issues that are near and dear to the Zionist lobby's heart, and then it acts accordingly?
Yes, it does. It it will give a lot of money to candidates who it who support its agenda. For example, Tom Daschle, this is a failed effort on AIPAC's part, but this past election he received $129,000 in contributions from pro-Israel PACs because, and his opponent, who is now the new senator, received $6,000. So they will heavily fund candidates who are vulnerable, candidates who are in districts maybe that doesn't have a big a constituency for Israel. For example, a lot of New York congressmen, they have a constituency for Israel, so they don't need PAC money. But someone in South Dakota or somewhere, you know, where there's not that natural constituency can get a lot of money from Israel. From
now, a congressman had written a book one time, and his name was Congressman Paul Finley, I believe. And it was called They Dared Speak Out. These were critics of Israeli policies that were, of course, basically, you know, felt by many in Congress who did not have the guts to come out and say them, as Finley said, but nonetheless were fairly widespread. And yet he wrote the book basically showing how the price had to be paid by those who dared to criticize Israel's policies to the detriment of their campaigns, right?
That's correct. And he's one of the people who is perceived to have lost his seat because he angered the Israel lobby.
And now, so another very powerful figure, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember Senator J. William Fulbright, and when he was chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in the 60s and early 70s, what happened with the USS Liberty, the American reconnaissance ship that was deliberately attacked by Israel in international waters, he said that you would not believe the power and influence and pressure that was brought to bear on this committee and on Congress not to have an open investigation. Right. He actually admitted that,
which
of course,
hasn't happened
after he got out
day.
Of office.
Right. But he was also attacked. And, you know, the thing that's interesting, I think, is that a lot of times these attacks are not about Israel. You know, now Fulbright, I think, was called a segregationist, and he had been, had a dubious civil rights record at one point. So he was attacked on that basis, you know.
Right.
And the Illinois Percy, Senator
Charles Percy, another,
was attacked on another basis, not to do with Israel, you know. So I think, and an interesting thing about these little PACs that actually give the money is that they have very innocuous names, like Barbary Coast PAC, Badger PAC, Committee for 18, Desert Caucus. You'd never know that these are pro-Israel PACs. So there's this, you know, they're under the radar, I think, for a lot of American voters. If they look up who's their congressman is getting money for, they wouldn't know these are pro-Israel PACs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a very insidious tactic that they employ.
That's interesting. Now, what can you say about the counter to this, if there is such a thing, as the so-called Arab political action committees or information groups?
Right. Well, we've just actually compiled the final totals of the political contributions for the 2004 election, and they will be in our May-June issue. And also, I guess I'd like to say at this point that we are happy to send free sample copies to anyone who would like to acquire one. And all they have to do is call our 800 number, which is 800-368-5788. And we'll send them a sample copy of the magazine.
And we'll give that number again repeatedly through the program.
Oh, great.
Well, for all intents and purposes, is there such a thing as an Arab lobby?
Yes. Actually, there was one PAC this year that made contributions, and it made a total of $109,000 in contributions.
Wow, now that's a sizable
sum. Yeah, whereas the pro-Israel PACs, their total contributions were $3,385,000.
But you know something now, Janet, this is the way I look at it. You can agree or disagree, and any of our listeners can as well. But I have always said, when those have accused some of the Arab governments of funding various groups, front groups, or maybe some of the people affiliated with your magazine having a, quote, bias toward the Arabs, and maybe there's some money behind the scenes, I've always said, you know, I would rather have that than the way the Israel lobby works in America is not even necessarily through the use of money. Because after all, what is a few million here and a few million there? I know pretty soon we're talking real money, as one congressman once said. But I believe that the only thing that distinguishes the whole Israel front, if you will, the Israel lobby, is the use of intimidation and fear politics that cannot be weighed in money, cannot be measured in dollars and cents. And that power to intimidate, to cause fear and fright in the eyes and ears of congressmen accused of anti-Semitism, for instance, can go a far longer way than any amount of money from the other side.
Yeah, I think that the charge of anti-Semitism is very, very effective in this country. Nobody wants to be an anti-Semite, you know, and so people don't speak out because they don't understand the distinction between Zionism, which is the movement that created Israel, and Judaism, which is a religion. And as a matter of fact, Arabs are Semites too. So if you want to talk about being an anti-Semite, we could really go a long way with that. But it is, I think, the fact that people don't get the right information. I think if Americans really knew what was happening, they would be outraged. So, A, they don't get the right information, and B, they're afraid to speak out because they're afraid of being called an anti-Semite, and they don't want to be an anti-Semite. Mm-hmm. So, to me, I think those are the non-financial pressures that are brought to bear.
And as I say, who equals them? I mean, who on the other side can counter that?
Right.
I don't know of any. I mean, the media deluge of sympathetic stories to Israel each and every day, plus the fact that much is not reported about Israel, that which doesn't make the New York Times, is far more damaging, I think, than anything that could be mustered from, say, the Arab side, you know?
That's right.
This is the problem I've always said we have in this country today, is who controls the media and how is it used for that particular goal. Now, I see the clock ticking away. We're going to take a break again. We'll be right back with you. Stay where you are, Janet McMahon and Rick Adams, your host on Uncensored Radio Free America. We'll be back with your participation right here.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartivite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there and I walk to the other end of the road and I come back and my legs still aren't sore.
I've taken stuff. I got a whole window built here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you sit with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit Cartivite.us for more information.
Back, the program Uncensored Radio Free America, heard exclusively here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. Our guest is Janet McMahon, and of course she represents the publication Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. She is managing editor. By the way, Janet, do you have a website as well as a phone number?
Yes, we do indeed. It's www.wrmea.com. And we have all our back issues archived on that website.
Since 1980s, right?
1982, right.
Yeah. Okay, what's that web address again?
It's www.wrmea.com.
Very easy. Okay. And
a lot of letters.
Yes. And, of course, you know, people can access a lot of information there, but you don't publish on the net each and every issue, do you?
Well, we don't publish the current issue that's on. That's not on the web.
But do archive the previous.
Yes, exactly.
I see. But a subscription in the mail is something that will give you immediate access
to the
current issue.
That's
and now, since you're talking about AIPAC and the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, I notice an article in the current issue on Douglas Feith. In fact, the article by Andrew Kilgore, who we've interviewed in the past,
uh-huh.
Neocon Douglas Feith to resign from Pentagon as AIPAC investigations continue. Apparently, the FBI has been investigating people like Larry Franklin, people who have had ties directly to the government, to this group of neocons operating in the Pentagon and the defense establishment. And apparently the FBI has been, investigating AIPAC for about 4 years now?
That's right. That's right. It's a very interesting case. There's a grand jury being conducted right now in Virginia, across the river from Washington, and several AIPAC officials have testified. Two of the AIPAC officials who are specifically being investigated are now on leaves of absence, I believe. And so there's definitely a lot of movement right there.
Well, now, what do you expect to come of it, though?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I think there's definitely a real fight within the administration of how far to take this and how where to go with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, given the amount of control over virtually every aspect of America's government today by the American Israel Public Affairs Committee and other groups, one can only wonder how far these proceedings will be allowed to continue. I know when Papa Bush, George Bush Sr., was president, and we had that well-known raid on the Los Angeles and San Francisco offices of the ADL. Do you remember
right.
that?
Yes, I do.
The Anti-Defamation League. There they found a number of files that were stolen from the police department and in the ADL's possession.
That's correct.
Files on ordinary Americans who apparently earned the ire of the Israelis.
That's right. And also, I think they were spying on people who were like anti-apartheid activists and giving that information to the apartheid government of South Africa. So it isn't just, and the same thing with the information that Jonathan Pollard stole. He's still in prison, but a lot of the information he stole ended up in the hands of the Soviet Union and caused the deaths of a lot of U.S. agents and contacts in the Soviet Union. So it isn't only Israel that gets this information that's being...
Well, yeah, the Soviet Union paid handsomely, we're told, much of the information that had been stolen by Jonathan Pollard. The Israelis were making big bucks on this.
That's right. That's right.
And they were paying him. You know,
right.
Here was a guy who had gone through intelligence, apparently worked in the State Department or the CIA, and then after he flunked some lie detector tests and other tests, apparently wound up in naval intelligence. How is this?
Well, actually, there is something very interesting about security clearance investigations. It turns out that you can fail a security clearance investigation, but you can still be hired by someone because it's just the information that's up to the person who does the hiring.
Yes.
So, for example, if Douglas Feith, and I don't know that he has failed any security clearance, but if he had, and Richard Pearl or Donald Rumsfeld or Paul Wolfowitz wanted to hire him, they could. So that people can stay in government and can continue to have access to this information.
And now this Larry Franklin, who was what, connected with the American Enterprise Institute?
I think he was working in the Pentagon under Feith, actually.
Yeah, but he had past relationships with these private foundations.
That's right.
Give the government these reports and then sort of use it, policy reports in the newspapers, to try to influence public opinion,
right,
for instance, to serve Israel's purpose.
Right. That's why it's hard to know where this is all heading, because
yeah,
you start
right.
reading stories like, well, there will be a plea bargain. Well, that may be wishful thinking, and it may be trying to plant the seeds of of a plea bargain,
and you can't
really believe it.
Yeah, the subject of Iran and its purported nuclear arsenals or ambitions toward one were part of the reason for this activity going on.
That's right.
And the spying, essentially spying on behalf of Israel.
That's right.
Within the United States government.
That's right.
These are very serious charges.
Yeah, and I think another one... when Clinton left office, you know, everyone talked about his pardoning of Mark Rich.
Yeah.
But I think the major pardon was of John Deutsch, who was the CIA director.
Yes.
Who was also had unauthorized information on his computer. And who knows where that was headed. That just...
Absolutely.
That just ended.
Absolutely. There's more here than meets the eye, no question. Now, can you stay with us?
I can indeed.
Okay, good, because we're going to, once again, hey, give people who have a question a comment for our guest. Now's the time to jump aboard. We'll have plenty of time to talk after this break. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio. Free America continues with our guest, Janet McMahon.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dono Cafe? Dono Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dono Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them, 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, we are. We are, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages. And indeed, we are here tonight on a very good, wholesome, intelligent, detailed, rather involved and controversial subject, and that has to do with this pervasive, seemingly omnipotent lobby on behalf of the mini-state of Israel. And with us tonight is managing editor of the publication Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, and that's Janet McMahon. And, of course, we're talking about this tremendous influence that the Israeli government has on the United States government and within the United States government, apparently, as well. And every now and then a politician might do something to shake things up a little bit, and then he's tested. Boy, he is really put through the fire. Now, one of those people in Congress happened to be, I guess, a woman by the name of Cynthia McKinney. Is that right, Janet?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Now, Cynthia McKinney was targeted by pro-Israel groups in the last election, but I believe, miraculously for her, she managed to get reelected.
Yes, that's a very interesting story. Obviously, the Israel lobby was quite angry at her. She'd spoken out about the USS Liberty and many other issues that Israel doesn't want to talk about.
Yes.
So they found another black woman to run against Cynthia McKinney, and they gave her $55,000 to do so. And her name was Denise Majette.
Yes.
So Denise Majette beat Cynthia McKinney in 2002. But this past year, Zell Miller resigned his Senate seat, so there was an open Senate seat.
Mm-hmm.
And Denise Majette decided that she wanted to run for Senate.
Yes.
And this angered the Israel lobby because she was supposed to hold on to Cynthia McKinney's seat. So this year they only gave Majette $5,000 for her Senate race.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't win, and Cynthia McKinney won her seat back.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of wasted $55,000.
Now, one of the other things that Cynthia McKinney was concerned about also was the involvement of the Israeli lobby in attempting to crush investigations like the Liberty investigation and subsequent investigations since then, particularly the Jonathan Pollard case that really never really got a full airing in the American media, as you point out, and also this business of Israel supplying our enemies with high technology, and one of them is China, Red China.
That's right.
And that's something that's of concern to some in Congress. Believe it or not, some are still concerned about America and not Israel. I find that interesting.
There are times when I'm glad I don't have a congressman, I guess, to tell you, living in the District of Columbia.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, how would you be able to provide listeners with a list of their congressmen and what impact the AIPAC group has had in their congressional district, for instance, money that was directed toward a candidate, pro or con, the incumbent or a challenger?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is what we do. I guess I would say one of the things that our magazine does is to talk about the American role in all this and what's happening with our tax money and our representatives. You know, we really feel that the change has to happen in America, because only the U.S., I think, can pressure Israel, although that doesn't seem to be working very well either. So we do put down, we list every congressman who has received pro-Israel PAC money for every election. And so in our coming issue, we have all the contributions that were given to every congressperson, every candidate for the 2004 election.
Mm-hmm.
So by state and by district.
Okay, now how can they get this list or information?
Well,
what do they have to do?
They can call and ask for a free copy of our magazine and ask that we send the May-June issue, and that does have this list in it.
Okay, and again, that toll-free number?
That's 800-368-5788.
Mm-hmm.
And the May-June issue should be out in about 2 weeks.
Right, right. Excellent. It comes out, what, bi-monthly, right?
Yes, about every 6 weeks.
Okay, interesting. Now, one of the things that, of course, as you can't help avoid but taking note of is this so-called peace plan that George Bush allegedly has initiated in the Middle East vis-a-vis Israel and the Palestinians, the so-called roadmap.
Uh-huh.
Ariel Sharon has just come to Washington, and it seems as if, rather than George Bush winning any concessions, Ariel Sharon set down the law and warned George Bush, apparently, not to interfere, that Mr. Sharon had planted himself, or painted himself, if you will, as a victim of extremes rather than being the extremist.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
he is allegedly trying to pull out of Gaza, which is nothing but a dust bowl to begin with. And, of course, he wants the American taxpayer to pay for all of that.
Exactly. I mean, we're being asked, or we're being instructed to pay Israel to obey international law.
Yeah. I mean, what other country does that, by the way? Do you know of any?
I don't know. I was trying to think of what would have happened if, after Iraq invaded Kuwait, we had been there for 37 years, and we said, you know, you really ought to get out, but here's $3 billion, you know, and Kuwait said, oh, get lost.
Well, we're doing the same thing as Israel's been
exactly.
doing, and apparently we're copying their methodology, invading countries, taking land, occupying land,
and
making
most
money.
Of these countries are Israel's enemies.
Yeah, all of them happen to be, huh?
Yeah.
That's a coincidence, though.
That's right. That's right. Well, of course, a lot of these neocons, Richard Perle, I think Feith also, David Wormser, who's a Cheney advisor now, wrote a paper in 1996 advising Netanyahu, then Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, on how to secure the realm being Israel. And if you look at American foreign policy today, you'd think that that's exactly what our foreign policy is.
Well, now that you bring it up, Janet, what about the PNAC?
That's right. That's the group that did this, yeah.
I mean, here we are in the 1990s, this group of neocons mm-hmm. were writing these position papers, and they said quite blatantly that what we need is a Pearl Harbor type of attack on America, allegedly coming from the Arab world, where we could then use that as a pretext for war in those areas to take over their land. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was announced by this group, the PNAC.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty frightening.
I mean, it wasn't like they were hiding it. They were coming out and telegraphing everything they wanted. Now, this so-called 9/11 attack, which we have analyzed critically from every vantage point on this program, has been fraught with deception on the part of the Bush administration. As you know, withholding of information, contradictory information, conflicts of interest on the part of the 9/11 Commission, the report that was basically edited down, censored of anything that other testimonies and evidence to the contrary, everything trying to portray Osama bin Laden as the sole culprit in all of this, as a pretext to go in to invade Afghanistan, and then the grand prize would be all of these areas of the Middle East that Israel has wanted. Now, I understand in Ariel Sharon's office is this map of Greater Israel that very seldom, if ever, comes up in the mainstream media. Are you familiar with it?
Is that from the Nile to the Euphrates?
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Yep.
I mean, Ariel Sharon's vision is
not
one of
it,
Greater
either.
Israel.
Right. Yeah, he's been very consistent, I think. And if you look at his actions, you'll see he hasn't pulled out. What has he done to help the settlers of Gaza help them pull out? Has he given them money? Has he put up, you know, other places for them to move? No, they're all still there.
And not only that, but here we have a real invasion now taking place, an encirclement of Arab East Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And this wall, this infamous wall that's being built, George Bush hasn't said a word about it coming down, nor the need to take it down. In fact, he's acceded to everything Sharon has wanted.
That's right. That's right. Over there in July, and it's stunning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning, the way people, Palestinians, are living. It's such a crisis, you know.
Now, to read the New York Times, it's just a little fence that's being built.
No, it is quite massive. It's huge, and it has electric wires and guard towers, and it cuts streets in half. It cuts farmers off from their fields. It's just unbelievable.
And yet we very seldom see any of this reported in the so-called mainstream
American media. That's right.
The suffering is enormous. Now, you say you've been there, you've seen it.
Yeah.
And were you allowed to travel freely in the occupied territories?
Well, no. We had to go in and out of checkpoints to go wherever we were going. And we were not always allowed into Ramallah, where we were staying, or out. We might have had to go the long way or go out mm-hmm. another route. And one of our guides was an American who had been born in Hebron, I think.
Hebron.
Once the Israelis found out he was Palestinian, they wouldn't let us out that entrance.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I can't imagine a country where that would be done to a Jewish American with impunity.
Yeah.
You know, but that's happening constantly.
It is amazing, isn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm.
Particularly after all we've been told about Auschwitz and Birkenwald and all of these other places that we've heard about.
The Warsaw Ghetto.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, hey, can this be happening and being perpetrated by the Zionists who say they are the victims of everything? In fact, that's the way it's portrayed by Ariel Sharon and by the people who support Israel constantly tell us the real victims are the Israelis. And I, for one, have never figured that one out.
Right.
You know?
And in fact, just since the beginning of this year, the Israelis have killed 70 Palestinians, including 27 children, and 5 Israelis died in a suicide bombing attack.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the proportion.
Yeah. It's pretty outrageous. Now, before we go any further, if you'd like to call in, you may do so if you'd like to. I know you love to listen, but you can participate. We won't bite you. 800-313-9443 is our toll-free number, ladies and gentlemen. 800-313-9443. Janet McMahon, our guest. Janet, this business of this one peace activist, among others, who have gone to Israel, wound up butchered, allegedly by accident. Rachel Corey comes to mind, her name.
That's right.
Tell us about this young woman.
Well, she was a 22-year-old American who went to Gaza with the International Solidarity Movement to try and protect, you know, I mean, the U.S. has always vetoed any U.N. plan or proposal to send international monitors to watch what's happening and to protect the Palestinians. So the International Solidarity Movement is a group of internet people from all over the world who go there voluntarily.
Yes.
And are committed to nonviolence.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Corey was standing in front of a Palestinian pharmacist's house that the Israelis wanted to bulldoze in Rafah, Gaza, which is on the border with Egypt. And an Israeli soldier who was driving an American-made Caterpillar bulldozer, specially built to demolish houses, bulldozed her.
Her?
Yes.
Yeah, ran her over twice, I believe.
That's right. Yes, backed up, ran over her, backed up, and ran over her.
Now, he, of course, claimed that his windshield wipers were not working that well. His visibility was not that good that day. He couldn't see too well. And of
but
course,
there are plenty of pictures of her in the moments before he bulldozed her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure he could see that there was someone there. And I'm sure if it had been an Israeli, he wouldn't have moved that bulldozer
mm-hmm.
forward.
Mm-hmm. And now, there was a resolution in Congress, and some brave souls did manage to sign on to the resolution to
right.
investigate this death. What became of this?
Well, it's still, I guess actually it will probably be reintroduced. I guess when Congress ended its last session, now they would have to reintroduce
mm-hmm.
These resolutions. But I think it's Rachel's former congressman from Washington State who introduced it.
Mm-hmm.
And her family was in Washington on the anniversary of her death lobbying Congress. So they are still working very hard, and people can write their congressman and ask them to support this resolution and co-sponsor it. I mean, there is that kind of constituent pressure that can be brought to bear.
There was also a young British man, I believe, who was killed in the same type of fashion.
That's right. He was, I think, was shot in the head,
yeah.
And there was a filmmaker who was shot in the head as he was approaching Israeli soldiers carrying a white flag.
Mm-hmm.
And there is another American, I think his name is Brian, I can't remember his last name, but
yes.
He was shot in the face while he was trying to get Palestinian children out of the way of Israeli soldiers' fire. And so he lives in North Carolina. He just went back to Israel for a court case about this.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been through numerous operations, just like some of the Liberty survivors. You know, their lives have been...
We've interviewed some of them,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Unfortunately, many are starting to get old now and die off, and
right.
and they have not seen justice, and that is so true of Rachel Corey and
exactly.
others like her. Apparently, these people in Congress are captives of Zionism, and they are more concerned about their own political careers than they are about justice for American citizens.
That's right.
You know, we're not even talking about Palestinians here. We're talking about American citizens
right.
who apparently did not have the protection of their own government.
That's right. And people get detained. I mean, there are people I know who are Palestinian Americans. A doctor who was over trying to help with medical care, and he was jailed for a week. You know, he's an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you're not immune if you're an American and you go over there and you think, I'm paying for this. You know, I mean, why I'm in jail and I'm paying for it. It's my money, you know, or you're not letting me through this checkpoint and I could be paying your salary. So that's really just the salt on the wound, is that we are paying for this through our tax
yeah,
dollars.
Yeah, and fortunately, there have been a number of people in America today, and many of them are Israelis or people who are connected to Israel who are asking that this be stopped.
Right.
In other words, they are actually in defense of human rights and the Palestinians. So it's not just non-Israelis or non-Jewish groups
That's
in this
right.
country now.
In fact, one of the co-founders of the International Solidarity Movement is an American Jew who is not allowed into Israel. And I think that's pretty
that's
ironic.
That's interesting. Now, some, as you know, many actually have claimed that they are God's chosen people and that they have left America to go to Israel to live on someone else's land,
right?
Saying God has given them that land, and yet here's an American Jew
exactly.
who's opposed to this and not allowed to go and visit
right.
Israel.
Right. What's the point? You know?
Ah. Well, I guess some are more equal than others.
I guess
huh?
so. I guess
that
so.
Is interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah, I find
stuff.
It very ironic.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, we're up against the break, and I want you to stay till the end because this is very fascinating to me, and I want to give that toll-free number again. But
right.
I'd like to mention briefly the fact that one of the churches in this country, mainline groups, the USA Presbyterian Church, has come under fire because of its attempt to disinvest and divest from companies doing business with Israel. And that also has bred some pretty difficult times for the church and some attacks and terrorists activity apparently against the church. So we'll talk about that too when we come back. Stay where you are. Janet McMahon, the Middle East Report organization and the publication Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. I'm Rick Adams.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Yes, sir. This is where the action is, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, your radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America. Hey, I want to remind you again, you can live pain-free and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. Now, to order this amazing product, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Order it today. It's called InflaEase. It's the natural answer for inflammation. All right, we've got our guest here, and we have a caller on the line, Joe from Rhode Island. Hello, Joe. You got a question for our guest, Janet.
How are you, Rick?
Good, fine. You?
Good, Rick.
Say hello to Janet.
Yes, hi, Janet.
Hello.
Very good show today.
Thank you.
I'd just like to mention that in the end times, Jesus said to watch Jerusalem. Jerusalem would be the barometer of the end times. And you could tell all things that were going on in the world by just watching Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
You know, scholars before 1948 in our country and in the other Christian countries of the world knew that the good and the bad figs of Jeremiah 24 would be planted in Jerusalem. Now, to be planted in Jerusalem, you have to come from somewhere else. The Palestinians were not planted in Jerusalem. They were there.
Mm-hmm.
So the good and the bad figs came from somewhere else. They were planted in Jerusalem. And the problem with our good Christian brothers and sisters today, good majority of them, they don't realize that the bad figs were planted along with the good in 1948. And therein lies the problem.
Now, this Christian Zionism is a real problem in America. And it gives George Bush that oomph, if you will, for him to be encouraged to support his masters in Jerusalem.
You have to be able to determine your figs.
Mm-hmm.
There are good and bad figs, as Jesus told us.
Yes.
And, you know, he walked into Jerusalem shortly before his death, and he cursed a little fig tree on his way in.
Uh-huh.
And now some people say he had something against that fig tree. No, it was symbolic.
That's right.
There would be no fruit grow on that tree ever again. And
yes,
we're
yes.
seeing the manifestation of this. And I'd just like to say to those Christians out there with ears to hear and eyes to see, you better get your glasses on and your ears on, because the time is drawing near.
Yes. And stop supporting these policies that are violating the commandments of God, stealing, murder, and so forth, right?
If you want to put your money into something, put it into a good Bible for your neighbor, your sons, your daughters.
Yep.
And try to find them a good Hebrew teacher.
Hey, there you go.
Christian teacher.
All right, Joe. Thank you for your call. I'm sure Janet appreciates those words as well. Janet, how could they get the publication again by dialing and the website as well?
The toll-free number is 800-368-5788, and our website is www.wrmea.com.
Thank you, Janet, for being our guest.
It was
Janet
my pleasure.
McCann.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure. We'll have you back.
Thanks.
Good
Great.
Night, everybody. Rick Adams saying Radio Avenger will return tomorrow night with another fascinating guest.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.